BBC News with Jim Lee. The two most notorious drug gangs in Honduras have promised to end the violence which has claimed tens of thousands of lives in the Central American country. A spokesman said the two gangs would commit to zero violence on the streets. Will Grant reports from Mexico City.
We ask for forgiveness, the representatives of the two violent drug gangs announced. This ceasefire is with God, with society and with the authorities, they said, at a press conference inside a prison in the most violent city in the world, San Pedro Sula. Following mediation from the Catholic Church and the Organization of American States, the two groups, called Mara Salvatrucha and Mara 18, promised zero crime and zero violence in the streets. It's a significant step forward towards a full peace accord and comes after a similar pact was reached over a year ago in neighbouring El Salvador. There, the peace agreement has roughly held together over the past 12 months and contributed to a significant reduction in the murder rate and incidences of other violent crimes.
The former president of Guatemala, Alfonso Portillo, has pleaded not guilty of money laundering in a U.S. court. Prosecutors in New York accuse Mr. Portillo of using U.S. banks to launder $70 million in public funds while in office. He was extradited from Guatemala to the U.S. last week. In the past, the 61-year-old former president said he was the victim of political persecution. Prosecutors in the United States have indicted the world's largest digital currency exchange, accusing it of laundering money on a massive scale. The U.S. Attorney's Office said the Costa Rican-based company, Liberty Reserve, had laundered $6 billion. It offered online facilities which, for a small fee and without a complicated registration process, allowed customers to deposit money and convert it into a digital currency that could be transferred to a different account and withdrawn. The British Foreign Secretary, William Hague, has said that Britain can start arming Syrian rebels from now, but has no active plans to do so. Russia responded to the EU decision not to renew its arms embargo on the Syrian opposition with an announcement that it would go ahead with the planned sale of a sophisticated air defence system to Syria, saying it would restrain outside forces who wanted to get involved. Our World Affairs correspondent Alan Little reports.
It's looking more and more like a very polarised situation, with Britain and France being drawn into Syria's conflict on the opposite side to Russia's involvement. And the risk is now clearly that those two sides will fight a proxy war on Syrian soil, and it'll be the Syrians doing the fighting and the Syrians dying. We're still a long way from that, but clearly the intention by Britain and France, and they had to persuade their very sceptical European partners about this, is not to send weapons immediately, but to try to use the credible threat of the sending of weapons as a lever to try to extract concessions from Bashar al-Assad.
World News from the BBC. The French Foreign Minister, Laurent Fabius, has urged African nations to coordinate efforts to tackle a growing Islamist militant threat in southern Libya. Mr. Fabius was speaking from Niger, where suicide bombers suspected to have come from Libya carried out two attacks last week, killing 24 soldiers and a civilian. There's been a flood of militants and heavy weapons out of Libya since Colonel Gaddafi was toppled in 2011. Correspondents say much of southern Libya has become ungovernable since then. Members of Parliament in Kenya have voted to give themselves a big pay rise in defiance of government appeals for restraint. They've granted themselves a monthly salary of $10,000, an increase of about 50%. Kenya's new president, Uhuru Kenyatta, had implored them to accept lower pay to help cut the public sector wage bill. Richard Hamilton reports.
With an average wage of around $1,700 a year, it's easy to see why MPs' salaries arouse such anger. 2 weeks ago, protesters released a pig and its piglets outside Parliament to highlight the issue. A new body, the Salaries and Remuneration Commission, had recommended the wages be cut by nearly half. In the previous Parliament, outgoing MPs voted to award themselves a retirement bonus of more than $100,000, together with an armed guard, a diplomatic passport, and access to VIP airport lounges.
An Italian university has found what it believes is the world's oldest complete scroll of the Torah, Judaism's most important text. According to the University of Bologna, it could be more than 800 years old. The scroll had been deemed of little worth by a librarian in 1889 and wrongly categorised. But when the university's professor of Hebrew, Mauro Parani, took another look at it, he noticed that the script is in the old Babylonian tradition, which experts say means it's extremely old. The 36-metre-long scroll of soft sheep leather was also subjected to carbon dating tests. BBC News.